Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for being here. It's good to be with you, as always. And those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblastinggame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Do you have your website in all the different intuitive ways that maybe people might want to find you? Do you have yourname.com? Do you own that? If you don't, you should. You never know how people want to try to find you. If your name is spelled differently than the intuitive way, Do you have it dot com, or dot net or dot biz or whatever? You should do that. Make it easy on your customers. And somebody who has taught us all about that and who would agree with me, I think 100%, is our good friend Philippa Games, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a certified management consultant, and she is, in fact, the cyber speaker. She's one of our experts when it comes to reaching out and touching people online. She's our good friend Philippa Games. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Good to be here.
I was just, as you probably heard, I was just talking about all the different ways that we should make our websites available to people. I have at least three, actually several, more than that, but the three, the obvious ones are smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is the original one. Then we reduced it to the acronym for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and then which is JBSBA, and then we picked up myname.com, and I recommend that to everybody. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea, Jim.
Of course, go ahead.
Well, I was going to tell you this morning about my new concept, which I'm calling Emotionally Connected Websites, and I wanted to let you know a little bit about it.
All right.
Have you
emotionally connected websites?
Right. So when we sell or we create relationships with people in the real world, we're always taught that people buy emotionally, not intellectually, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we spend a lot of time working on how to create the right relationship with that person, and we do things like listening skills and body language and
Right. Really
making sure that we understand their needs and recognize them and let them know that. And somehow when it gets to the web, that doesn't seem to happen very much.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a lot of websites, and they're kind of flat,
mm-hmm.
and it's all about them. Have you noticed this?
I have noticed that.
And some of them even do things that really annoy you, like give you things that don't work or don't give you information, make it hard to find stuff, and they frustrate you. So I've been looking at websites for a while, and I'm starting to wonder how we can create a website that actually makes the emotional connections that we work really hard to make in real life.
Well, and it's not a natural process for most of us because we're pretty self-absorbed. I mean, we think we're pretty wonderful people. We think our companies are great. We think the reason people do business with us is because we're so smart and because we have such wonderful, you know, we offer such wonderful things, and because of our smiling faces and handsome countenances and all that. That's how we often approach our day. And that's pretty intuitive. The unintuitive part is that our customers don't care about any of that. All they care about is what's in it for them, isn't it?
Right. And have you ever noticed how somebody will say, well, if I can only get them on the phone, if I can get to talk to you, or if I can get you to walk into my store, I can
Right. Tell
you what I
right.
have.
Right.
So the question that I have is, how do we create that situation online? How do we have mm-hmm. that same conversation when, in fact, you can't talk to me directly yet?
Mm-hmm.
So your website is the next best thing to having that conversation with you. So then how do we do it?
Mm-hmm. And some people do it all wrong. I mean, there are websites that out there, as you know, Philippa, and you've seen them, and our audience has too, websites that basically the people don't mean to be obstructionist with their website, but it basically is. I mean, it doesn't. When you go there, there's nothing there for you. It's hard to navigate. They don't make it easy for you to find what they sell, it's got too much flash and glitz to it, and those are the ones that are the easy ones to pick out, aren't they?
Right. Right. But let's talk about the good stuff and what they should do.
All right. What should they do?
Well, I think the most important thing that they should do first, which is what we would do in a real conversation, is to make some kind of connection where you recognize the other person and make them feel that you understand who they are, mm-hmm. what their needs are, what's on their mind, what's going on for them.
Can we do that without cookies?
Without cookies?
Yeah.
You can do it right in the text of your homepage.
Ah.
So the visitor who has no idea who you are and comes to you because they find you in a search engine or somebody's suggested you or something like that, the typical way they come to your site, or they've read something by you and they're checking you out, the first thing they want to know is, what do you do and do I need it?
So hold on to that thought, Philippa. When we come back, we're going to get Philippa to help us with this language. Folks, get your pen and paper or your pencil and paper or your chalk and chalkboard, whatever you're using, and you're going to write some, we're going to want to write some things down, because Philippa is going to help you do a better job with your website, make it more emotionally connected. Stay with us. 2010.
Across the vein of night, there comes a fantasy ring light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine. A slogan, let its shadow stretch and land on either side.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. And Philippa Games is our guest and our good friend, and we're talking about emotionally connected websites. And Philippa, you were about to tell us how to word the first thing that they see on our website, what we should make that look like to make them feel like they're welcome and that we're somebody that they really need to do business with.
Right, Jim. Well, like I said, on the homepage, when somebody comes there, have some wording on there that recognizes them and makes them feel like you know who they are. Now, if you have a lot of people coming to your homepage who are different, have different types of interests, you might just want to create a homepage that directs them immediately to a smaller page, like a sub-homepage, mm-hmm. where you can talk directly to each of your different types of market. But for instance, I worked with some home builders recently. So these are people who build new homes. And the people coming to their site are looking for floor plans. They're looking for a builder for a new home. Okay? And they're spending, if you build a new home, then you're talking about a lot of money. Right? This isn't a
right.
trip to the supermarket to buy a can
right.
of soup. And so then you're talking about a lot of emotions that go into that, hopes and fears and dreams and all sorts of things. And most of the builder sites that I saw were just completely, you know, check out our floor plans, and that was about it.
Right.
So maybe having something on the homepage that just recognizes, hey, we know that this is important. We know that there's a big risk here, and we want to tell you why building a home with us is risk-free.
Right.
I remember there was, at the same time as I was speaking at this conference, there was an article in Fortune magazine about mold in new construction
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and how insurance companies are not going to cover it because it's such a big problem. And I was saying to them, you know, again, you could meet that head on and you could say, and by the way, don't worry about mold in our constructions. Here's what we do
right.
to combat it.
Right.
So thinking about who's on your side and what they're going to be looking for and how they're feeling.
Anticipate as much as you can what their interests might be, what their concerns are. On the top of our website, we thought about this a little bit, and I'm not sure we did as good a job as you would have us to do, Philippa, but on the top of our website, the top three links across the top, one of them says about the community, and the other one is a welcome message, and the other one is how to use this site. And so
exactly.
the first thing that they do when they get to our website is they get some kind of a you know, instructions or personal message from us.
Exactly. And then think about the people who are on your site that maybe you haven't really considered before.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if you sell products, I've seen a lot of sites that sell products to children, for children, not two children, obviously, but for children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so the parent is going to buy the product, but the child is probably going to select it or help them select it.
Right.
And the chances are that they're sitting on that computer looking at the screen, too.
Sitting on the knee there, yeah.
So how about something for them? And I've seen, for instance, I was working with an audience member who sold kits to make ice cream. And they said that the people who buy their kits love it because they make up all these weird and wonderful flavors, and then they tell them about it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, how about a contest? Weird and wonderful flavor of the month, right? Well, but don't you think that would be a great way to bring people in?
I think it's a great idea, yeah. Philippa, anything to do with ice cream is a good idea with me.
But to hear from the people who actually use the product, I met a company that do like a kiddie concierge at meetings. So their company provides services that takes care of the kids while the parents are at a conference,
right.
You know, actually in the sessions during the day. And on their website, they provide wonderful information about the security, how they choose the staff, the educational value. You can imagine everything a parent would want to know.
Right.
But imagine the kid looking at that going, well, am I going to have fun?
Right. Yeah, this is. I don't want a babysitter. I want to have some fun.
Right. So if you add a few stories from the children who've been in the program saying, boy, this was great.
Right.
You're going to have much easier time of it telling little Johnny that that's what he's doing. Right?
Do you recommend customer testimonials on homepages?
Yes. I recommend customer testimonials everywhere.
Everywhere.
And that actually comes under one of my emotional factors. I actually have five different emotions that I think you need to create on your site to really sustain an online relationship. And one of them, we've been talking about making the visitor feel recognized, but you also have to make the visitor feel comfortable. Because if they don't know who you are, you know, there are so many online scams, and not suggesting that your website's a scam, but, you know, they want to know that you really are who you say you are and you can do what you say you do. And testimonials is one of the best ways to do that.
Right.
So testimonials from happy customers should be on every page
especially
of your site.
Especially if the customer will let you put the name of their company up there or some way other than just John Jones or whatever, so that you know people will realize that it's a real person and not just somebody's name that you put up there.
Right. Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, if you don't have names, then it looks like you wrote them yourself.
Right.
Of course, there are some professions in which that's difficult, you know, where there's a confidentiality piece.
Right, right.
But usually, if there isn't, and of course, you must ask permission from the person you're quoting.
Of course, yeah.
But usually, if people are very happy with what you've been doing for them, they're very happy to let you do that.
All right. So what's another emotion?
Engaging people, really bringing them in and helping them to get interested in what you do. And that means talking their language. And for instance, an awful lot of high-tech sites, if you go to those kinds of sites, they're written in all sorts of technical language.
Right, the jargon.
And the jargon, the geek speak, for instance. And I've worked with high-tech companies, and I'll say, well, who's your market? And they'll say, the customer service VP or the marketing VP.
Right.
And I say, do you think they understand this stuff?
Do you think they really know what Bluetooth means?
So really speaking in language that the market will understand.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Philippa. We got at least three more emotions that we're going to define with our good friend Philippa Games right after these messages. Her website is www.cyberspeaker.com. You can get some good information right there at that website. Philippa Games and I will be right back. Tim Tell, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Lysingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Philippa Games is our guest, and her website is cyberspeaker.com, C-Y-B-E-R, speaker.com. And Philippa, I know you train people all over the country, and also you do a lot of speaking, talking about this topic, and I also know on your website that you offer a service. I want you to tell us about that.
Well, some of what we're talking about today, Jim, the emotionally connected websites, the critical emotions that I think you need on your site to create and sustain online relationships, I have an assessment tool that I'm now using on sites that would rate your site against my emotional factors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's available on my website for a very good price.
All right.
And my website is called CyberSpeaker, C-Y-B-E-R, and then S-P-E-A-K-E-R.com.
So check that out, folks. Also, you have other things there. You have a lot of free things there, too, articles and different things that people can see there.
And actually, Jim, can I say, talking of free,
sure.
Tomorrow, the 13th of October, I'm doing a free teleseminar on this subject for Annie Jennings PR, which I hope it's okay to say.
I know those guys, yeah.
And it is free. It's at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. And again, if you go to my website, cyberspeaker.com, you can sign up. Or we'll have a feed of it about 2 weeks after we record it tomorrow.
Okay, but they can listen tomorrow live, though, right?
Yep, live and free.
Okay, and that's at 10 Eastern, I'm sorry, 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern at cyberspeaker.com. Just click on the live stream there, right?
Yep.
All right, sounds good.
No, click on the link to sign up, then you'll get a bridge. It's a teleseminar you have
okay,
to dial in.
I got you. You can just it tells you how to do all that when you get there, folks. Now, and by the way, they can sign up right now, though, right? They don't have
of course.
Wait. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Let's talk about the other emotions.
Well, one of the ones that obviously you have to do is you have to motivate me to do something with you, because obviously however great the information that you have is and however much you make me feel recognized and
right.
give me all the warm fuzzies, at the end of the day, you want something from me too.
Right.
And one of the things I look at is how many sites have no calls to action. They don't ask for the business. And sometimes it's actually really hard to find out how to contact the site. Or how to do business with them.
The ones that blow me away, Philippa, are the ones who make it hard for you to even find their products or find out whatever it is that they sell.
Right.
You know, on my website, the largest emblem, the largest link on my website says, "Listen now." You know, there's no doubt in your mind when you show up on my website what you can do. You can listen now. And it blows me away. You go to a place where they sell socks and you can't find the socks.
Right, that's a great one, actually. It's a great call to action. Listen now. But looking at your site, and, of course, text links within the text that drive people to other pages, even, is a great way to say, what do I want you to do next?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to making people go to the navigation and work it out.
Right.
And text links that say, do something, so that as somebody's reading, and you think about how are they feeling as they're reading this, and where is the point where, in the moment, they're going, boy, I want to know more about this.
Mm-hmm.
And giving them something to click right there. And it doesn't matter if there are several of those in the page. Don't make them go all the way to the bottom of the page to find out how to get it.
Right. Yeah. All right. What's another emotion?
Well, obviously, the other thing you have to do, I've talked about the scam, so you have to make people feel comfortable, but you also have to make them feel supported. And that means things like clear customer service and customer return policies on your site. So that they know that if they do business with you, it's going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to get what they need, and if they don't, they're going to be able to have a conversation with you. And something really simple, like on your contact form, having a text box that's actually large enough to type in. I know that sounds really silly.
No, I agree with you. You get these little slivers of a form, and you feel like you're always going to run out of room. It's not comfortable, is it?
It's not comfortable. And think about this. When somebody is actually not happy with you, and they might be doing that so that they can complain, what's the number one thing you're told to do to make somebody feel happier when they're complaining?
Right.
Is let them vent.
Right. Let them go.
And one of the classics is United Airlines website. If you look at, if you can find out even how to contact them, which is really hard.
Right.
The text box you get is like about four words across
it's
and three lines deep.
It's not a line. It's a sliver.
Right.
Yeah.
And so my speaking program is called How Does Your Website Make Me Feel? And when you look at that, how does it make me feel? It makes me feel like you don't want to hear from me, which
right.
they probably don't. So,
Philippa, the website is called CyberSpeaker. Don't forget to sign up for the free teleseminar. Thank you for being here, Philippa. Thank you for helping us develop an emotionally connected website. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Great. Thanks, Jim.
Philippa Games, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, and don't forget, this program is for you. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.